This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good morning, and today we're joined by Chris Wiley from the Roseburg Public Library to talk about spring break. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Ashley.
So first of all, let's kind of rewind a little bit, and how have things been going since you've reopened after the COVID has slowed down and those issues have kind of slowed down, and now that you guys are serving the public in a more public way again?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's been fantastic. And we just added more hours. So now we're open 5 days a week. We're open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 to 6, and Friday and Saturday from 10 to 2. And we're seeing an uptick in families coming, folks using computer checkouts, all of those things that we support, obviously, by being open to the public. We're so happy.
And what are some of those ways that people can still get in touch with the library or use those services without necessarily being there in person?
Right. We still have our drive-up pickup outside, and that's going to continue. That's one of the things we learned through COVID is, you know, there are some folks who just don't want to come in the building, and we're happy to serve them by pulling up into a spot, calling the number on the sign, and we'll bring your materials out to you. We have tens of thousands of online books. And we saw some increase during COVID with our electronic books and audiobooks checkouts. And what we've seen is that has not declined at all as our increase in physical book checkouts has gone up. So we have two platforms, Cloud Library and Libby, otherwise known as Overdrive. And your library card will get you access to those. What I'm doing tomorrow, I'm heading up to Portland, and I have a book already downloaded, ready to listen to in my car on the way up. That's what a lot of people use those audiobooks for.
Yeah, it's kind of being read, too. And I have to say, personally, I think my favorite is when the author is the one who is reading the book for the audiobooks. What about you?
Absolutely, especially when it's a memoir. Because to me, they're reading it like they're just telling me their own story. That said, there are some amazing actors who really have audiobook narrating down pat. And I've done an article about that. I would love to talk to people who listen to audiobooks because there are just some real amazing narrators.
Very cool. And then speaking of the in-person and the things happening this week, because it is spring break, and I know that there's, like me, parents that need things for their kids to do, and the library is such a wonderful resource for that. So what's going on this week?
Yeah, you know, this is a great time to discover the library or come back or just stop in if this is a weekly visit for you. I looked yesterday, over 5,000 picture books in our children's room, and we have great seating options for parents and caregivers to have their own little story time with their little ones. Lots of options for books. We got three new early literacy computers last summer. They were funded by the C. Giles Hunt Foundation and our friends, the library. And they are a play-to-learn kind of situation. They have content in English and Spanish. They have beginning coding content. One of the fun games that the little ones like to do is learning how to type. They have the keyboard with them. They have the prompts on the screen, all kinds of math. There's engineering. There's technology. It really is STEM-focused with the arts added to it. So that's a lot of fun. Tomorrow, we have our grab-and-go craft kit. Now, that continues every other Tuesday, and it's while supplies last, beginning at 10 o'clock when we open. And tomorrow is a really fun one because it's taking the material to grow your own nasturtiums. I know nothing about gardening, Ashley, so I had to look this up, but Aurora, our youth services librarian, told me that these are edible, which is the extra bonus for kids who plant this and take care of them. They'll be able to use them. I read that it's good as a garnish in salads. It kind of has a mustard, peppery-like taste. So that's a fun little project for families to do, and they can get the materials tomorrow at the library starting at 10 o'clock.
Very cool. And they're very bright orange and red and yellow flowers, too. So they'll make kids more excited to eat that salad.
There you go.
So very cool. Now, you guys have been doing that and putting those kits together every other Tuesday. So that's happening this week. What are some other things to get our minds and our bodies active at the library for spring break?
Well, we still have our online story times, and they're all new this week. They're on our Facebook page, so this is something you can do before you come to the library. We have Aurora's story time on Wednesday. It drops at 10:30 in the morning, and that's about 20 minutes long. And then Thursday, we have our Spanish story time with Julia Masner, and that's more in the 5 to 10 minute range. She reads a story in Spanish, teaches a few words, has been doing a song, and then Saturday at 10:30, we have Dr. Mark's musical story time. So he teaches about a craft, there's songs, there's a story, and there's a baby bonus at the end for those who have really little ones and want to just get some tips about how to engage their tiniest ones into stories and music.
And all three of those are online only through Facebook, or are they in person too?
They are all on Facebook, on our page at Roseburg Library. We are planning to get back to in-person story times with the summer reading program in June.
Okay. Just please keep posting them online. It's so nice to be able to do on a downtime with my kids at home when I'm not necessarily out and about, but still get to connect with the Roseburg Public Library just from the comfort of our own house.
Well, we appreciate hearing that. And our filmed story times are all available on Facebook, so folks could binge watch this week. But when they come in and get their books, they can also do some coloring pages. We have puzzles out. There's just a lot of opportunities to engage. And if I can take another minute, Ashley, do I have another minute?
Absolutely. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, I want to share that this is the perfect time to get a Roseburg Public Library card. Free cards are available to all youth from birth through high school graduation for those kids who live or attend school in the Roseburg School District geographic area. So, again, great time to discover the library during spring break, get your library card, check out the collection, and that really sets you up for the summer reading program, which is going to be a smash hit beginning in June.
It always is, isn't it? Now, I do have a quick question. It's absolutely for me. But when your library card, we got a notice that we need to update it or renew it. How do I come and do that?
Yeah, to update cards, several ways. You can email us at library@cityofroseburg.org. You can call us at 541-492-7050, or you can stop in during library hours. And what we're asking is that you confirm your email address. I'm sorry, confirm your physical address. So type that out in an email or tell us over the phone or tell us in person and we'll just square it away for another year.
Well, that makes it so easy. Thank you so much. I was hoping to ask you off the air, but this works too in case anyone else needs to renew their library card.
Yes, it happens every year for everybody. So that is a great question to ask, and I'm happy to have the answer.
Absolutely. And if anybody else has more questions about what's happening this week or about the library in general, how do they get a hold of you, Chris?
You can get a hold of us at library@cityofroseburg.org, on the phone at 541-492-7050. And our hours this week and every week are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 2.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy morning to spend with us and tell us more about all the cool things happening at Roseburg Public Library.
Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. That's the Morning Conversation here on News Radio 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.